For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colblugo. While there appears to be overwhelming support to reopen South Carolina's public schools this fall, the question of how to open them safely has become a contentious and highly political issue. Republican Governor Henry McMaster this week said despite the growing pandemic in the state, schools must open and that parents must be given the option of sending their children to school 5 days a week.
Parents need to have a choice. They need to say to their districts whether they want to go, their children to go in class 5 days a week, or whether they want a virtual education at home. It must be their choice, but we must have our schools available.
McMaster also said the state must ensure that schools open safely and that they can't stay closed forever. He also recommended that all schools open on September 8th, the day after Labor Day. The governor was joined at the State House announcement by the state legislature's Republican leadership. Conspicuously absent, however, was State Education Superintendent Molly Spearman, who in a statement afterwards said the decision for schools to operate for face-to-face instruction should be made at the local school district level when officials there feel it is safe. Last week, Spearman told a state Senate committee that the recent spike in new cases of coronavirus across the state has made her nervous about immediately allowing face-to-face instruction statewide. McMaster's call for schools to reopen for 5 days a week drew instant criticism from the three state teachers groups, the State School Board Association, and a number of Democratic state lawmakers who said students should return to classrooms only when it's safe. At the district level, superintendents are trying to balance the recommendations of public health professionals with the health and safety of students and employees. In Greenville County, the state's largest school district, Superintendent Dr. W. Burke Royster was critical of the governor's request, saying that in past remarks, McMaster has called on schools to follow the health and safety protocols recommended by public health officials.
Our classrooms are not large enough and the rest of our facilities are not large enough to have 100% of students in attendance every day and maintain 6 feet of distance.
Royster said the latest request doesn't acknowledge the difficulties schools face in practicing social distancing in facilities or on buses when all students are in attendance. Still in Chesterfield County School District, one of the state's poorest school districts, substitutions for in-person instruction are just not viable. District Superintendent Dr. Harrison Goodwin.
E-learning presents real complications for us, you know, in a rural district, because number one, we do not have full one-to-one devices. But not only that, but we have approximately 30% of our households do not have internet access.
Many students were left behind when schools were ordered closed back in March at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Not only were thousands unable to take advantage of the at-home instruction offered by many schools, but all 783,000 were deprived of the social interaction they experienced at school, something experts say is just as important as what they learn in the classroom. That's one reason the American Academy of Pediatricians is recommending resuming schools with students physically present. Dr. Debbie Greenhouse, a Columbia physician, represents the state chapter of the organization.
The mental health impacts of school closures and remote learning have been devastating for South Carolina children. Lengthy time away from school often results in social isolation. Every single pediatrician can relate stories now of children with anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts related to social isolation.
Greenhouse also says school-age students, for the most part, don't pose a high risk for spreading the coronavirus. Most state officials now admit that the virtual instruction schools offered wasn't successful. Senate Education Committee Chairman Greg Hembree said this week that schools got an A-plus for their efforts, but the result for the virtual learning got a D-minus. Governor McMaster said school district officials should submit their health and safety plans for opening schools to the State Department of Education by today. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colblugo.